Sewer Ayla was unusual looking in a way I'd never been able to pin down. Sometimes I found myself staring at her during lectures or at Provener, trying to make sense of her face. She had a round head on a slender neck, lately accentuated by a short haircut she had gotten during Appert. Since then, one of the other sewers had been maintaining this for her. She had huge eyes, a delicate sharp nose, and a wide mouth. She was small and bony, where Tullia was generous. Anyway, there was something about her physical form that matched her soul. She didn't waste time greeting us.
Oh, for the 800th time in the last 3 months, Fra Erasmus is at the center of a heated conversation. Carefully out of earshot of others, complete with significant glances at the sky and at Shuf's dowment, she began. Don't bother trying to explain it away. I know you guys are up to something. Have been for weeks and weeks.
We all stood there for a long moment. My heart was pounding. Ayla was squared off against the three of us, scanning our faces with those searchlight eyes. All right, Jessery said. We won't bother. But that was all he said. There followed another long silence. I was expecting a look of fury to come over Ayla's face, for her to make a threat to bring down the Inquisition on us, instead of which her face slowly collapsed. For a moment I thought she might show some other emotion. I couldn't guess what. But she passed from there to a blank, resolute look, turned her back on us, and began walking away. After she had gone a few paces, Tullia went after her, leaving Jessery and me alone.
That was weird, he observed.
I could hardly respond. The miserable feeling that had kept me awake in my cell on the night that Ayla had joined the new circle had come over me again.
You think she'll rat us out? I asked him.
I tried to put it in an incredulous tone of voice, as in, are you really stupid enough to think she'd rat us out? But Jessery took it at face value.
It would be a great way to score points with the Warden Regulant.
But she was careful to approach us when no one else was around, I pointed out.
Maybe in hopes of negotiating some kind of deal with us?
What do we have to offer in the way of a deal? I snorted. Jessery thought about it and shrugged.
Our bodies? Now you're just being obnoxious. Why don't you say our affections if you're going to make such jokes?
Because I don't think I have any affection for Ayla, Jessery said. And I don't think she has any for me.
Come on, she's not that bad.
How can you say that after the little performance she just put on?
Maybe she was trying to warn us that we're being too obvious.
Well, she might have a point there, Jessery admitted. We should stop talking out in the open where the whole math can observe us.
You have a better idea?
Yeah. The subcellar of Shuf's Dowment. Next time Arcibald sends us the signal.